Hare Krishna. So it's, my first meeting starts at 7 and now it's 6:30 and we're just getting ready. Just a brief report about yesterday's wonderful presentation that we got from the Temple of Vedic Planetarium team. We got the progress report, construction report, artistic report, financial report, projection for the future, and so on. And it was really wonderful, very, very enlivening in terms of projection and what will happen. We're told that GBC could choose one of two alternatives. One is sort of two-thirds finished, half-finished temple for $30 million, or completely finished for 60. Of course, the GBC voted that they wanted the temple completely finished, and that would be a five-year project. Of course, we get to then, that means collecting that $60 million, and that's not just all, because that doesn't include the $12 to $15 million for the exhibits, but for anyone who's been here or at least seen pictures, then you can see that this is something really, really special, and it's something that we really need to all participate in. It's a wonderful privilege to be part of the TOVP. Quite a few times I've already appealed for devotees to participate in the donation scheme, the one square foot scheme, $150. And it's not a one-off thing. It's not something that you can just do once. Do it yearly, do it monthly if you can. Sponsor larger quantities, more than one square foot, square yard, 100 square yards, or for that matter, just give a large donation. There are many large donors, whom I know personally, who could just personally build this temple if they wanted to, without it really even putting a dent into their pockets. Anyway, that also is being worked on. And well, what's building a big temple in a remote village in Bengal got to do with my service of spreading Krishna consciousness? Take a look at what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Navadvip Bhavataranga, Navadvip Mahatmya, about this temple, Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda's prophecy about this Adbhuta Mandir, when he says that once this Adbhuta Mandir is constructed, from here the holy name of the Lord will spread all over the world. So the indication there is that once the temple is constructed and once it's finished, the effect or the influence of the temple, the transcendental influence of the temple, will be such that the efforts that we're making for preaching now, they will be amplified many, many times by the grace of the Lord. And another revolution in preaching, just like there was a revolution in preaching when Srila Prabhupada came to the West, there was a revolution in Krishna consciousness. Devotees may have experienced revolutions in their own country in spreading Krishna consciousness at some certain points in time. But how to keep that revolution going, and where's the next phase of that revolution? Here's that next phase. That next phase comes when the TOVP is finished. Then there'll be another huge inundation wave of love of Godhead spreading throughout the world. How? It's inconceivable. But take the example, for instance, of a heart. You may not know your heart, where your heart is. You may not know how it works. But you know that when your heart is not whole, then every part of your body becomes weak. You can't function properly. But when your heart is pumping well and when it's very healthy, then all of your body becomes very, very healthy. So similarly, Mayapur is the heart of the Krishna consciousness movement, and the temple of Vedic Planetarium is the heart of that heart. It's the muscles that pump in that heart. And when that temple of Vedic Planetarium is standing and it's pumping that blood, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy to the rest of the world, then we'll see a real revolution. So let's get that temple of Vedic Planetarium finished as fast as possible, and you'll see a revolution in preaching, a revolution in spiritual life. And we don't want to miss out on this privilege of being able to participate in this service. Hare Krishna.